الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of us knows there is something wrong with the micro and the macro. The micro, our beloved country, South Africa. We know the violence, we know the stealing, looting, murder, and the violence against women and children. Then we look at it, the macro, what is happening, whether it be in Palestine, Kashmir, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, everything is clearly in front of us. So why is all this happening, my brothers? The message is very simple. Me and you as Muslims, we need to comply with our Sharia, our Deenul Islam, according to the teachings of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our Deenul Islam today, according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is being hijacked by various forces. Everywhere in the world, 90% of the time you will see who are the people who are being oppressed. You will find it is us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Whether you look at Palestine, you look at Syria, you look at Kashmir, you look at Afghanistan, you look at Iraq, you look at Guantanamo Bay, wherever you want to. So you will find that we the Muslims who belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are being oppressed and they want to give a different narrative of what true Islam is. So my message to you today, my brothers and sisters, is what are the teachings of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and who are the enemies who want to hijack this true Islam of ours? Almighty Allah has warned us. I'll just read two verses for you because it pertains this very topic. يُرِيدُونَ يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention and motive is to extinguish the celestial light, the radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths, with their media. Look at their televisions, look at their print media and mass media. But Almighty Allah inspires us and motivates us. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَهُ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Almighty Allah will let true Islam, the celestial light, prevail in all parts of the world, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. Today what is happening, my brothers, whether it be in Kashmir or in Palestine, Almighty Allah warned us, but alas, this ummah, we don't take heed. We go and we want to appease our enemies. Surah 5, verse number 82. Surah 5, verse 82. Almighty Allah is speaking about the present and the future. لَتَجِدَنَّا شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find your worst enemy who have the most enmity, hatred for you, O people of Iman, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are the Yahud and the Zionists and the Jews, call them whatever you want, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers.
So we need to be on guard. We don't say all, but definitely we will say majority. Now who, what is our belief? Let's take you through the different aspects. So at least we recommit ourselves to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When it comes to the Quran Sharif, what is our belief? Our belief is the Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimullah was prepared to give his life for this very reason. He was being whipped and lashed, and every day he would tell the people, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janaza. Look at me and see the day of my janaza. 800,000 people attended the janaza approximately. 20,000 people embraced Islam, ba'da wafati Ahmad bin Hanbal, after his demise in Baghdad, and we find that was the karamat of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. 6,236 verses, and remember 114 surahs. But we have other people, remember, who want to infiltrate this ummah, South Africa, Africa and the whole world. And they are telling us now that the Quran has 17,000 verses and is written in their book Usulul Kafi. So me and you need to refute that. We need to reject that totally. Don't let our youth get carried away by slogans and the incorrect narrative and the propaganda of the enemies. We have millions of hufas throughout the world. And remember, there's only one Quran Sharif. And there's only one Quran. We don't have different versions like the non-Muslim have. On the media, I say they have so many Bibles, different versions, that even their versions get confused. So we only have one Quran Sharif. 6,236 verses, 114 surahs. Any person wants to come, bring about addition, omission, we make it clear to him or her, you have no place in Islam. When you come to the Sunnah Mubarakah, we accept the ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, Mu'tamad, all these hadith kitabs, we accept it. And remember, it is integral part of our Sharia. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not speak of his own desires. It was wahi and revelation which Almighty Allah sent to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنْ وَالْحُسَيْنِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein are my beloved grandsons. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. That is wahi, is revelation, is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is the leader of the females in Jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi, remember, is wahi and revelation. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the Mubarak words, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. You must hold on firmly to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhum. So all of them are khulafa rashideen, the hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. So these are not words only, these are the Mubarak words of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on wahi and revelation, and we accept it unreservedly, unconditionally. So that is the position of hadith. But when you look on the other side, 90% of the ahadith are rejected. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad bin Hanbal, Mu'ta Malik, all this means nothing. Why does it mean nothing to the enemy? Because you must remember, this leads us to the third question. Who are the beloved students of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe unanimously. There are no two opinions on this issue. The greatest personalities after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are the beloved Sahaba, the beloved companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just mentioned to you three verses. And think about this seriously. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in Surah Jumu'ah. Surah 62 verse 2. What were the functions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Recite to them the Quran Sharif, teach them how to read the Quran Sharif correctly. Purify and cleanse them from kufr and shirk and blasphemy and all the isms, externally and internally, pride, arrogance, everything. And teach them the meaning and the import of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. The best teacher, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best curriculum and the greatest of places, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Now the time came to take the examination. Who is going to take the examination of the beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah Himself says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Almighty Allah took the examination. They possessed taqwa in the inner recesses of their heart. They had Allah consciousness. Almighty Allah announced the results. For them is forgiveness. For them is magnificent reward. They passed with distinction and flying colors. The time came to confer upon them the certificate. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an wa kullahu wa adallahu al-husna. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and for all the Sahaba. Remember this, not only for 4, 5, 10, 20, nay, every Sahabi, Almighty Allah gave the guarantee that for them is Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus in the Noble Quran. Now where we stand today, my brothers, sisters and esteemed listeners, there are many, many fringe groups who claim to be Muslims. But they want to attack so many Sahaba. They want to attack Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. Listen to this reference of the Noble Quran and see what happens when any person, any organization, any government attacks the honor and integrity of the beloved Sahaba. Allah defends the honor of the Sahaba. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. It is the battle of Tabuk. Announcement is made by Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all of you who have the means contribute. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu comes. He contributes 300 camels. And he contributes gold and so many other things. They would say, Bura'in, you're just showing off. You just want to impress the people. Poor, poor Sahaba would come with few dates. They say, you waste our time. These were the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Almighty Allah to the defense of Sahaba. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who criticize, those who attack the honor and dignity of the Sahaba, they are the true believers, and whatever they're spending, it is for the pleasure of Allah. What are they doing? These enemies and munafiqeen, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They are mocking the Sahaba, belittling them. Allah says, any person, anywhere, anytime, when you mock the companions, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock them, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them, there is a terrible, horrible punishment. Therefore, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, any person, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is, we are in South Africa. We are belonging to a democratic country. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. We live in a democratic country. We have the right of freedom of expression. We have the right of freedom of association. All these are the bounties of Almighty Allah. Today, if you say that, no, we just keep quiet. Today, if you say that, no, we must just unite. Remember, when we abuse this freedom, which Almighty Allah has given us, and we do not want to defend Islam. We don't want to defend Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt. We don't want to defend Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved companions. Believe you me, a time will come in South Africa that Almighty Allah will snatch these bounties away. Go and see the Arab world, majority of the countries. Go see the Muslim world, majority of the countries. You can't even deliver a khutbah like this and you'll be arrested. Because they will say it's a political khutbah. My brothers, this bounty of freedom we have, use it to protect the creed and the belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and promote it. Quran Sharif is the kalam of Almighty Allah. Sunnah Mubarakah is the kalam and actions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiallahu an are the most beloved to Almighty Allah jalla wa ala after all the anbiya and messengers alayhi wasallam. Come to fiqh. When we discussed, just now I translated the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah Sheikh Usama Khayyat Hafidhullah. He took the name of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah. He took the name of Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik Rahimahullah. All of them in today's khutbah. And that's exactly what we are saying. We accept the four schools. It is part of our jurisprudence. But any person comes and say, no, you leave this and you follow another school, then remember we have to stand up. Because that school of yours is not the correct one, it is propaganda. You want to hijack the whole Muharram, you want to hijack the whole deen, you want to hijack the true belief of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I give you three examples of this. If you follow the enemy, this is their books, it's not my book. If you want, I can show it to you after Salat. I have it here in my car. They say, I give you these type of examples so you can understand. They write in their books that in Tawdihul Masail is written that if you make mut'a, you pay a certain girl for a certain period, 1 hour or whatever, and both of you agree, there is no need for witnesses, there is no need for consent from her father or anybody else, and you have a good time, so that is permissible. Astaghfirullah. I ask you, brothers, do you ever think that Islam will allow this type of prostitution? And that is what they peddle. That is what they teach the youth. And the youth are bursting with energy. They say, this is very good. They'll tell us that you're waiting for your whores in the year after, we can get them in this world. They'll mock at us. You must stand steadfast. Allah give us tawfiq that we stand steadfast. Do not allow people to hijack, remember our Deenul Islam. Today it's become so rife and rampant because they're not only taking over people, but they're taking over countries. And people say, yes, that see how they are so powerful in this country, this country. We forgot the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Authentic hadith. Open Abu Dawood Sunan Nasai. O Almighty Allah, I seek your protection from the fitna, the trials and temptations of Dajjal. Dajjal, the biggest deceiver. You know what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Open Sahih Muslim. When Dajjal comes, listen carefully to the words. When Dajjal comes, he will emanate from Isfahan. He will come from Isfahan and he will be followed by 70,000 Jews. Now you try and reconcile this and understand as time progresses, the nearer we go to Qiyamah, remember the fitnas will increase. People will leave their Iman and Islam just for monetary gain, just for some material benefit. Yusbihu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. Authentic hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. In the morning the person is a believer, in the evening the non-believer, Allah forbid. So my brothers, these are the challenges we are facing on every field. What should we be doing here in South Africa? When we see this crime, when we see the crime against our females, our daughters, our Muslims, non-Muslims, remember we belong to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ummah, rahmatul lil alameen. If you just draw analogy, you have a person, Allah forbid, and we have many of them, ma'al asafi shadid, we have to face the truth and speak the truth. If you go to the rehabs, I've been in Cape Town and in Joburg, Durban, various places, you will find so many Muslims who are there in the rehab. And then the father or the guardian will tell you, you know how much I am spending on this son of mine, this daughter of mine per month. So we listen and sometimes we cry. But when I have to address them, then this is my address to them in 2 minutes. I said, my brothers, my sisters, you see these doctors and professors here, these maulanas and muftis and ulama, with due respect to all, none of them can help you and assist you in your drug addiction. Why? If you don't change, then Allah will not allow the situation to change. And that is what Quran is teaching us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Almighty Allah says, Allah will not let the condition change for the better until and unless we change ourselves. Take 3 examples, my brothers, and see are we guilty or not. Majority of our homes today, we all speak of Kashmir. We speak of the rape of our women. We speak of the murder of our children and sons and so forth in our homes. Who is watching the Bollywood? Who is watching the porn? Who supports the Indian cricket team? One day I went to a place, I saw a youngster crying. I asked him, why are you crying? He said, India lost. Just a few weeks ago, that World Cup or whatever. Imagine the shaitanian that has entered our hearts and minds. The people who are our enemies, we cry for them. But when the ummah is bleeding of Ahlu Sunnah, for them we can't cry for them. Is that not a crime in itself? So we have to change the environment in our homes. We have to change the environment in our shops. We have to change our environment when we speak to our employees, our neighbors who are non-Muslim. Me and you lost a golden opportunity. Be honest, I'm guilty, you guilty. And what opportunity we lost? We know we live in a country where there was apartheid. You know me and you were classified as non-whites. Now when freedom came, I'm not a politician, I'm just trying to show you. We did not take Islam to the townships. We did not take true Islam, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah Islam, to the indigenous people. So the enemies came and they found a vacuum. And they will tell them now is their season in Muharram. That these people here, they make you biryani Muslims. They will give you a hamper in Ramadan. They'll give you some zakat and so. We will teach you the true Islam. We will teach you the Islam of Ahlul Bayt. They tell them the incidents of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Teach them the stories of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Half of it propaganda, half of it the truth. People are hungry. Money is sweeter than honey. They prepare to do all that. And once they win them over, then we wonder what happened. Now that person who we supposed to go to, we shirked our responsibility. And now the vacuum is there and they took their so-called Islam, which is false propaganda, and they are hijacking our message. So think about these 3 issues, my brothers. Number 1, that me and you belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. How much have we done to defend the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and propagate the teaching of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? 1. 2, how many of us are really prepared even after today to go to the township, to go to our employees? They're working for us 10, 20, 30 years. We don't even know where they live. So we feel so threatened. But if we are the true ambassador of Islam, the true Dawat and Da'i, we will go everywhere. Take jamaats, take groups and go. Take the ulama with you. And in that way, you will see that our situation and landscape in South Africa, Africa will change. 3rd one, my brothers, remember, every one of us is affected. The other day I went to fill petrol, they say, Pelile fundis. No petrol fundis. See? We got the money, we got the petrol card, this card, that card. Pelile, there's no petrol. What do you do? You walk today, I walk to the masjid, how many times I have to look at the back? The fear has gripped us, my brothers. Allah is telling us a lesson. It can be South Africa, Africa, any part of the world. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ Almighty Allah gave you everything. You were living in comfort zone. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ You became ungrateful to the bounties that are ever recurring upon me and you. Just now the mango lychee season will come. We want to taste it. Allah says, taste this. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَوَنَ I will place upon you poverty. I will place upon you fear because of your ingratitude. Cause and effect. This is the result, my brothers. Let us all beg Almighty Allah on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, in this Mubarak month of Muharram, that we become like the water, you have the ocean, and take the water of Islam to quench the thirst of the masses. Don't become the foam. The foam is the sign of the enemies of Islam. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً They are the sign of falsehood. Me and you, we are the water. The spiritual water. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima on iman according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Protect our Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid and Muslims throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Markaz al-Sahaba.